Give us the strength, desire to be humble, make good, honest opinion. Look on our service men and women fighting in different parts of the world for our protection. We ask this in your name. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You may be seated. There are agendas on the table outside of the meeting room near the door there on the table. Today's agenda is broken down into several parts. First, we have notices, proclamations, and acknowledgments. And next, we'll have the consent agenda, which consists of items for which the applicant is in agreement with staff recommendations and there are no known objections. These items were reviewed during our pre-meeting. Then we move to old business, regular business, and other business, and then adjournment. There's a sign-in sheet near the door of the hearing room. Please sign this sheet to record your attendance at today's meeting. For those of you who would like to speak, we ask that you sign one of these booth speaker cards that I'm holding in my hand. Give the card to one of our staff members seated at the table, and we'll call your name at the appropriate time. To outline the order of which we handle this meeting, each petition has report presented by staff to the board providing information on the petition. After the staff's presentation, board members may ask questions of staff regarding the presentation for clarification. And then the petitioner is then offered to make a presentation regarding his petition to the commission. A time frame ranging from 10 to 30 minutes is allowed for the petitioner's presentation. The board may then ask questions of the petitioner for clarification. Afterwards, the floor will be open for public comment, and the total public comment time will be equivalent to the petitioner's presentation time. Therefore, it's very important that you sign one of these speaker cards if you wish to speak. Even at the time, if you don't want to speak at the time, you can decline. But in order for us to give the appropriate time, I need to have a good count of how many people who want to speak. And then after public comment, the petitioner will have the opportunity for rebuttal, and then additional needed questions by the board, and then finally the board will take action. And the first order of business, of course, is to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Madam Chair, you should read the consent agenda first and find out if there's anyone in the audience wants a comment.
In approving the agenda, we have some items that have been asked to be removed. And we have several items that, the items to be removed are the Natalie's Place, which will be rescheduled for the June 28th meeting, the rezoning of 7 Martin Luther King Jr., and also the rezoning of 512 Indian Street will be removed to the June 28th meeting. On the consent agenda, we have the May 17th MPC meeting and briefing minutes, and the authorization of the board chairman to sign a contract with the search firm, and then also the authorization of the executive director to execute the 2017 fiscal year Metropolitan Transportation Planning Services. And we also have the approval of the Godley Station signage. And all of those items are on the consent agenda. Is there anyone here to speak to any items on the consent agenda?
Madam, I approve the agenda.
It was moved by Mr. Overton and seconded by Mr. Welch that we approve the agenda.
A second.
You know the joke?
I'm glad we stopped that one there.
Was that only a problem?
Motion passes.
No, that was the agenda.
We we do have a couple of new employees that we'd like to have introduced for our meeting today. Ms. Tia, please.
Good afternoon. We're very excited to, we'll get it right one day.
Ms. Jackson.
I can't keep up either, so it's fine. We're very excited to introduce some new members that we have on our team here at the MPC. I'm going to introduce Nick Helmholt, who is a new staff member, only about a week now, if that. And he's coming to us from CAT, so we made a good acquisition with that one. For some time, we've been searching for a senior comprehensive planner and have delved through a lot of resumes and work histories and have since brought Nick on. We're very excited about the work that he's going to do with us and bringing a fresh perspective within the comprehensive planning world. So I want to introduce Nick to you real quick.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Nick Helmholt. As Jack mentioned, I worked at CAT most recently. Lived in Savannah for just under 2 years. Moved here from Michigan, where I attended Michigan State University, and also worked in a nonprofit there called the Clean Energy Coalition. After that, did a graduate degree at Cornell University in New York. So excited to be here, excited to work in this community. There's a lot of great work to be done. So thank you.
Thank you. And welcome. And we will hold the Michigan State, I guess.
Don't worry, Nick. It's a good school. My son went to school.
You got your student loans paid?
We paid them.
Next on the agenda, we want to do the reading of the development.
Look, we have one more.
Oh, I'm sorry. There is one more.
Kevin McLeod is going to introduce Mandy.
Kevin McLeod, please introduce new employee, Mandy.
Kevin LeBot, a GIS programmer and analyst here with Sagis, sure you're all familiar with. We just made a great hire recently, Mandy Turcorn. She comes to us with a background in archaeological consulting, and I'll let her introduce herself.
Hi, my name is Mandy. Good afternoon. I'm originally from Indianapolis, Indiana. I have an undergraduate degree in anthropology, archaeology from Indiana University. I have a master's degree from Appalachian State in GIS and GIS science. I just graduated in 2015 and went to Alaska, did some field work up in the Arctic Circle, and then recently, actually after that, I went to Fairbanks and then started applying for jobs. I've been coming to Savannah for years, so I'm absolutely thrilled to be here. Savannah's a great city, and I look forward to working with people. If anybody needs anything GIS-wise, don't be afraid to holler.
Great.
Thank you so
much. Thank you.
It is Big Ten Day, apparently.
And now we'll move to, I'll read the developmental plans that's been submitted for review. We have the Highlands Business Park at 118-124 Basewood. Site plan under review. Gwinnett and Tatnook Townhomes at 2010-2014 West Gwinnett Street, a site plan under review. And Adler Hall site renovations at 532 Indian Street, site plan under review. And Midtown Health Clinic renovation at 1602 Drayton Street is a site plan under review. And Palmetto Row, Lot 3A, 143 Lansing Avenue, subdivision under review. And as we announced, the items were to be removed from the final agenda. That's now this place in 7 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and 512 Indian Street have been moved to the June 28th meeting. And we will move forward with our regular business, which is...
Motion to continue those items.
Yeah, we need a motion to continue those items for the June 28th.
Is it so moved?
No, that's that. No one's here to speak on those items to be removed. Now this place, the new rezoning, Martin Luther King.
You don't have to.
Okay, then I'll take a motion.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved by Mr. Irvin and second by Mr. Cook that we move those items to the June 28th meeting. And it's a vote on that, right? Anybody waiting to vote? Motion passes. So we'll move now to regular business. We have the amended general development plan for 1 West Park Avenue. Ms. Harris.
Good afternoon, Chair, members of your board.
Said about that thing is approved now.
Did they vote on the consent?
Yes.
They didn't. You voted on the continued.
No, we voted on the approval of the agenda with the consent.
All at one. Well, we do that in a separate spot.
Okay.
So someone can make that motion.
Motion and to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
And we'll vote separately. You're going to pull that up now, please.
It's up there.
It's been moved well, in second that we approve the consent agenda. With no one here to speak on those items either.
Did I turn that on right? I push go.
Okay, Ms. Harris. Well, I mean, the motion will pass in just a second.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is a request for approval of an amended general development plan and specific development plan for a professional office building. Located here, as you can see, at the corner of Park and Bull Street, Park Avenue and Bull Street, 45 Park is just to the north. You all have, this is an amendment, you all have reviewed this very similar petitions before. Just pull up the amended general development plan. As you can see, this is the lot in question here. When this originally came in, it was divided into 6 lots. Now it's proposed as 1 lot known as lot number 4. Originally, there were a number of variances that were approved with the original petition. No variances, MPC-related variances, are needed for this revised site plan. This petition has been to ZBA, the Zoning Board of Appeals, and received 2 approvals from them. One is to allow the use of an office building in a 3-story building in the zoning district. The second was a variance for the remote parking separation. The ordinance requires no more than 300 feet. The proposed remote parking is located approximately 1,200 feet at Full Street Baptist Church, so a variance was received for to allow the remote parking to be further away. As you can see, the proposed building is located in the dark outline here. Essentially, the site has expanded westward, and so has the building, approximately 20 feet. We will be reviewing the new construction design of the building as the next item on the petition. The parking requirements are met. I will note, though, that the specific parking numbers that are given in the staff report may vary depending on if the use for the tenant space change and also the ADA related calculations. There are currently, as proposed, 11 spaces on site and approximately 36 spaces for remote parking. That number may change, but the parking requirements will be met. MPC staff will ensure that before a certificate of occupancy is issued for that. All other development standards, including green space, drainage setbacks, etc., are met. Staff is recommending approval of the amendment to the general development plan and the specific development plan as proposed with several conditions. One is that the portion of West Park Lane, which provides access to the parking, as you can see here, the 11 spaces I mentioned earlier, are paved in accordance with the city's minimum standards as required by the City of Savannah. The approval of the mail delivery system by the post office, that the address is 1 West Park Avenue, that the proposed parking calculations based on the proposed square footage and the leasable area is provided to MPC staff, and that the lease agreement for the remote parking is provided to be provided to MPC staff. And finally, that the City of Savannah review departments such as traffic engineering, city engineer, et cetera, approve the site plan. I'd be happy to answer any questions on this.
Are there any questions for Ms. Harris? Is the petitioner here to present, please?
Good afternoon. I'm Harvey Gilbert with Gilbert Nozell as petitioner. We don't really have a formal presentation prepared. However, we're happy to answer any questions that y'all might have.
Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't have any cards for this particular item.
So. Madam Chairman, I move that this applicant be approved in accordance with staff recommendations.
I second that.
So it's been moved by Mr. Overton and seconded by Mr. Welch that we accept staff recommendations with the conditions that were read by Ms. Harris. You may now vote. Motion passes. Now, Ms. Ellen, you may go to the new construction.
Revised design of new construction on the same site that we just approved the amended general development plan for. It's a three-story office building, as you can see here. It has been revised from the previous MPC approval to extend the building approximately 20 feet to the west of the site, and there's a greater side yard setback here from the adjacent parcel. You can see up above the side yard to the adjacent building here. A few things have changed since the Planning Commission approved this similar design in February of 2016. As I mentioned, the proposed footprint has expanded 20 feet to the west. The building has been reoriented to primarily face Park Avenue, although Bull Street continues to feature two entrances and address Bull Street. This is the Park Avenue facade. This is the Bull Street facade, so you can see it continues to address Bull Street with these two substantial entrances there. An elevator overrun and stair tower is proposed to be located on the roof. A fence to the west of the building extends, as you can see here, it's a little small in this picture, an additional 35 feet to the west, consisting primarily of metal pickets. The side yard setbacks are met. There is a side yard setback of 45 feet. The rear yard setback is also met at 35 feet. Regarding the proposed building height, staff has some concerns about the additional access elevator and stair tower on the proposed roof. The maximum height permitted in the Victorian District is 40 feet, and the cornice line is at 40 feet. This is the same as what was submitted in February. The additional structures do project another 6 feet above the top of the parapet. Regarding the proportion of openings that shall be visually compatible. As you can see on this elevation, which is the Park Avenue elevation, there are horizontal expanses of storefronts in the central bay on the second and third floors. Staff is asking that dividers be inserted in there to create a more vertical rather than horizontal ratio. Proposed materials are essentially the same as previously, brick, cast stone, etc. They are the same as before. Staff is asking that for the fence located here, which you can see is predominantly a metal picket fence, that more additional brick be incorporated into that. And I'll just zoom in a little closer so you can see that. That's in this area here between the two buildings. So staff is recommending approval for the new construction of a three-story office building with a number of conditions. Number one, eliminate the stair tower and elevator overrun. Number two, to incorporate vertical dividers into the horizontal picture windows in the second and third floors. Number three, revise the wall on the north property line to include brick as a prominent material. Number four, to provide the location of the mechanical equipment and provide screening details to staff. And number five, to provide the signed lease agreement for the remote parking to MPC staff. The petitioner has submitted revised drawings in order to address staff concerns. And I will pull those up here. And I will let the petitioner describe in a little more detail how they've accommodated that. But I'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Mr. White?
Ms. Harris, whenever we saw this building with the residential apartment up there, staff had recommended approval of that residential space.
Correct.
So what makes this, what made that acceptable and makes this unacceptable?
Overall, the footprint of that building was smaller. It was broken up into a number of different buildings on that site, and so the overall massing was smaller. Additionally, the additional fourth story that was approved, I think was better incorporated into the overall design of the building rather than being more utilitarian in nature, which this is serves a much more utilitarian purpose.
So staff's opposition here is not height-based, it's use-based.
It's the visual compatibility of it, but yes, so that relates to height, but it also relates to use.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any further questions? Would the petitioner like to present on this one, please?
Good afternoon. Again, Harvey Gilbert with Gilbert and Zales. Petitioner, we don't have a formal presentation. However, we are happy to address any questions. I have project architect Ryan Felder here with me if there are any questions regarding the building.
Does anyone have any? Mr. Manico?
According to what we were informed this morning, the two pane windows in the front of the building, it was recommended to break them up instead of having one solid pane top and bottom. Did you agree to that, or are you opposed to it, or where do we stand?
My name is Brian Felder, if it's all right. Excuse me, I'm the project architect.
Yes.
I'll answer your question. We do agree. Well, I wouldn't say we agree. We are willing to break up the windows and it's done.
Then you agree. Thank you.
If it's okay, I'll just answer the questions 1 through 4, or the concerns 1 through 4.
So you've been given the questions that we...
Yes. Okay. They were part of the staff report. I'm going to leave number 1 to the end. We have agreed to incorporate the vertical dividers in the windows. We continued the brick all the way to the property line and the fence, so it'll be an all brick fence. Mechanical equipment is on the roof. I'm going to show you the floor plan there. That's Park Avenue. That's Bolton. We have 2 15-ton air handlers on the roof, and we have about 5 or 6 smaller units to be determined, but they'll all go there. And that takes me back to question number 1. One of the 2 stair towers needs to go to the roof. It can be the front one or the back one. They're in roughly the same location. Our feeling was, and the design decision was, to put it on the front. The stair tower is 20 feet back from the facade of the building, and it does project an elevation 6 feet or so above the parapet. And talking to Ellen yesterday, we tried to minimize it a little bit, but our thinking was the one on the front was better because it shields the view. If you ever could see it, it shields the view of the mechanical units which occur behind it. So we've started to try to dematerialize that a little bit. We've cut off a corner as you follow the slope of the stair to make it as small as possible, and we've put the ceiling height in the stair at 6 feet 8 inches, which is the minimum allowable by code. But you have to provide man access to all that mechanical equipment on the roof. And then on the side facade, we put in a screen that you can see kind of behind it, the dashed in line of the air handling unit. They're fairly large. We put a fencing material, which is a AZEC plank, kind of a plastic that looks like wood. That would be the fencing, but I don't think you'll ever see it. If you're used to Historic District Board of Review petitions, we have to do sight lines usually downtown. There's no use intent for the roof. It simply provides access to the roof for the mechanical units. So I don't know that you'll ever see it, especially with the trees in place. I think you'd have to be a long view to catch a glimpse. We did our best to kind of replicate where the trees are. And for Bull Street too, from the front of the brighter day over, you don't really see without the extreme parapet. You'd have to be a good distance away to actually catch a glimpse if you could see it through the trees. So we'd like to leave one or the other of the stair towers there. We're willing to continue to try to drop it, but I think we're at the minimum amount we can do and meet code and have a stair access to the roof.
Thank you. Mr. Woods.
And have you decided to go with the pit elevator? Or are you still in the elevator up there, too?
We're taking the elevator and the stair to the roof.
Okay.
There's no use of the roof. There's no intended bar, restaurant, nothing. It's just access to the roof.
Any further questions, Mr. Maniga, and then Mr. Wagner?
In our presentation this morning, it was suggested that the outside where you have your air-conditioned material will be the same. Was that one of the questions, Helen? Please.
As we discussed in the pre-meeting, staff would recommend that if the board is inclined to approve the structures on the top, to ensure that the materials of the structures, with the exception of the mechanical screening, be the same material as the building itself. That was the conversation, as I recall.
Right.
Mr. Wildberg.
Agreed.
Thank you.
That was fine.
Okay. So, and Mark, any other questions? My question was her request of maybe using a place that you had behind the building on the ground level, was that considered?
It was. The units are enormous, and they're going to be loud. We put them on the roof with this physical barrier on the front and the fencing on the side. The fans blow up, it's going to send all the noise up, and it's unlikely that anything's going to be larger than this in this neighborhood because of the height restrictions. You know, three stories is the maximum for commercial Victorian district, without a variance.
Thank you. No further questions. I'll take a motion.
Motion to approve petitioner's request with their amended drawing.
Second.
May I ask to it also include that the mechanical equipment be encased in the similar facade?
Yeah, that's a good addition.
So you can state that.
I will restate motion to approve the petitioner's request with his 6-7 drawings, removing the, not, yeah, with the, that the material would be subject to MPC approval. Staff approval.
So that was moved by Mr. Wood.
Second by Coles.
And second by Mr. Cole, that we accept staff recommendations with the additional, with the drawings,
the revised drawing, 6-7-16.
Very good. Just one sec. You may now vote.
Madam Chairman, this is
request for an amended master plan for the Savannah Highlands located on Highlands Boulevard. It was formerly called the Highlands Track L. The petitioner's request is simply to eliminate the majority of the single-family attached, semi-attached townhome products in favor of the conventional single-family detached product. As I mentioned in the pre-meeting, this is the existing master plan, and this is what the petitioner proposes to do. Only the yellow and orange will be the townhome product, and the rest of the lots within this development will be the conventional single-family detached. The newer product will have a typical lot size of 60 by 110. The total development will be reduced from 651 total units to 501, resulting in a 22% reduction. It will also have a minor traffic reduction associated with the change. There are no variances being requested. We have not received any complaints whatsoever and we did notify everyone around there. Staff is recommending approval of the petitioner's request.
Any questions for Mr. Fleming? Is there anyone here to speak on these items that I've got? I've got two cards, speaker cards here. I don't know. We changed this to 16. Did we change this from 16?
I put it on there at 16, yeah.
Okay, so
these that should be correct. Right. For how? Okay, sorry.
Okay. So then no one here to speak on these items. I'll entertain a motion, please.
So moved. Second.
So it's been moved by Mr. Irvin, second by Mr. Welch, that we accept staff recommendations.
Jackie, right now. Jackie, help him. Look,
y'all, I told you.
Gary can't see something.
What's he doing?
His glasses is not
helping. We're both in the number, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You may not vote. Motion passes. We're moving now to 2155 Benton Boulevard. Mr. Plumley.
Okay. Do me.
Gary, you need a red flag that you can wave. Well,
I'm ignoring you.
I know you are.
Chairman, this is the specific development plan for the Parker store located at the corner of Highlands Boulevard and Benton Boulevard. The proposed general development plan that was shown in conjunction with the approval of the land use change from residential to neighborhood business is consistent with what is being shown today. This is the landscape plan showing everything that Mr. Parker had promised that he would do in terms of retention of the trees along Benton and the Highlands is shown as being saved. As I mentioned in the pre-meeting, there will be an opportunity for the developer to work in concert with the city landscape architect to remove any dead ends or undesired vegetation in the understory along these streets, but the trees will be preserved in their entirety. The proposed store will be over 4,000 square feet. It will have 8 gas pumps, totaling 16 fueling stations. This will be the privacy fence that will be constructed along the property line with the multifamily residential apartment complex. As I mentioned too in the pre-meeting, this development will have 4 points of access, including one which will be a median break along this property line that will be shared with the apartment complex. It's our understanding that there is an agreement in place for that to happen. This is the elevation of the proposed structure. It is brick, very attractive, and this is the fuel canopy. They did work with staff on the signage being proposed. We do think it is in keeping with the trend and development standards for the Highlands, as well as the joint business park on the opposite side of Denton Boulevard. Staff has recommended approval of the petitioner's request. And I did mention about the detention pond, and he will be glad to answer any questions concerning that.
Is the petitioner here to speak on these items, please?
Do you have for that?
Currently, it is not. It is. There's a landscape buffer between the walkway and that detention pond. If your concern is that we fence around that, we will certainly work with you on that.
Well, my only concern is the concern of the neighbors who was here a couple months ago, mm-hmm. because of children.
Okay.
Going back and forth to school.
Sure.
You know as well as I know, children. They have no restraint of what to do. They do all kinds of foolish things. If you feel it's not necessary, or if there's not a lot of water retained there, I would suggest that you put some kind of fencing.
Okay,
it's the word of fault because you fell in it.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? I'll entertain a motion, please. Mr. Bishop, you were one of my cards, and Mr. Parker was the other card.
He's en route. He's been delayed, and hopefully will be approved before we get to that point.
If there's no other person here to speak, we'll take a motion on this item.
I move that we accept staff's recommendation with the inclusion of a safety fence of some particular size suggested by the staff around the detention pond.
Sure. Huge.
It's been moved and seconded that we will accept staff's recommendation to include, Mr. Pumley, some type of fencing around the detention pond. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
And the petitioner has agreed to do something of that nature.
We would.
I did
want to make one note. Apparently, one of the renderings that was sent in had a canopy that had a blue band around it. We would actually prefer that be white, a very neutral color. So we did not really want that blue. So we may want to adjust that if that's all right with staff.
Mr. Plummer.
Doesn't bother me. If it doesn't bother them.
Okay. I then had to
play with you better.
So Mr. Overton will state his motion again.
Again, I move that we accept petitioner's application in accordance with staff recommendation with two changes, one of the suitable fence around the detention pond and changing of the accent stripe from blue to white.
Second.
That was moved by Mr. Overton and seconded by Mr. Lever. I accept staff recommendation. I'm sorry, Mr. Smith.
Smith. Just so you call me,
I'll be there. There's another question about the sign.
Did you want to make that question, Mr. Thomas?
Somebody else was concerned about.
About the changing of the sign?
Yeah,
that was time answered in the pre-meeting. It would change one time a day.
The message sign. Want to make sure he has
Mr. Thomas, would you make sure that...
At the present time.
Yeah, we'll be dealing with that at a later time.
Yes.
On the other side. Okay, you may now vote. Motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you. And that concludes our agenda.
Madam Chair, I move we move into executive session to discuss the executive director's compensation.
Thank you so much. We will do that. And we will return. We have now returned back from executive session. We did not take any actions. We discussed our executive director's evaluation and the promises were passed.
Madam Chair, I'm motion to adjourn.
With all that being said,
okay.